See, what seems like a problem may actually be a gift. We just got to be willing to see that process. And as I looked over my life, I could see tons of these gifts. I could really see that these problems had enhanced my life, and I could see where it made changes and who I've become as a person. So when this is done, that's going to be your major assignment. You're going to want to take out a piece of paper and draw yourself the beginnings of a chart. You'll write down January through December, vertically from top to bottom, and horizontally, you're going to write the years. And when you're done with that, gradually, over the next few days, take some time, some concentrated time, maybe 30 minutes, maybe even an hour, to think about where you were at different months, different years, different experiences that have significantly affected you, both positive ones and also ones that seem negative at the time. And when you see them in context, when you look back, two things will happen. One, you'll say, man, I can survive anything. I've been through the tough times. I don't have to wonder whether I can do this. I've already handled those kinds of situations before. And two, it'll give you unbelievable certainty about your future. I remember years ago when I was in junior high school, that's when we had the oil crisis. All of a sudden, we were in a situation where I didn't even have a driver's license yet. And I was beginning to wonder, gosh, would I ever get one? That was my big problem. Would I ever be able to drive a car? And what was interesting, I had a teacher that told us something I never forgot. He said, you know, young man, something you should remember. Human beings always solve the problems when they get big enough, when it's important enough. Necessity is the mother of invention. He said, don't worry about the oil crisis. He said, we'll find a way to turn the thing around or we'll find a better solution. And then he read me this article, and it sounded like it was out of the newspaper that day, and it described how the whole world was going to go dark because oil wasn't available anymore, because we're running out of oil. You know what the oil was? Whale oil. Interesting. It was written in the 1800s. And he began to laugh as he read it to me. And I began to laugh too when I realized, hey, the bottom line is human beings are resourceful to always find a way. We need to realize we are human beings. We always will find a way and feel the certainty that allows us to know no matter what happens, we're in charge. And to take worry and put it in its rightful place. Set it aside. Concern's one thing, worry's another. Take charge of your life, handle problems from a state of certainty, and you'll come up with much better solutions. And let's go to our last 3 points. Number 9, learn to solve problems, not just so you don't have any more problems, but so you attract a better quality of problem. What do I mean by a better quality of problem? What I mean is your goal is not to not have problems. We've established that hopefully pretty clearly in this tape, and I've hit you on it over and over and over again because I really want that repetition to hammer inside your mind till you remember it, till it sticks with you. But in addition to that, a better quality of problem really means this. At one time in your life, you probably were struggling to figure out a problem and how to solve it, like how to pay the lousy bills. See, that's a pretty lousy problem. And if you focus on that, you're only going to get solutions on doing that. Till one day you say, I want a better problem. And the better problem is, how do I make enough money so I can take care of my family? How do I make enough money so I can contribute to my favorite charity? How do I make enough money that I can make a difference? How do I make enough money that I can influence the political process?